Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 69. I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah. One more till 70. Yeah, it's next episode after we record.
Yeah, we'll get it tonight. Final
B. Yeah, so 31 more episodes to 100. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad. All right, we'll go ahead and get into it. Well, unless you want to go ahead and say what you usually say. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to, you don't have to, but, you know, we would like you to join our Discord. We're at 20 members, I think, right now, right?
Yeah, 20.
We're at 20 members, so if you guys want to, join our Discord. We're going to have a movie night at 30, so if you want to join, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, we'll go ahead and get into it. So at the time of recording, 5 days ago, the Nintendo Switch turned 7 years old. On March 3rd.
Yeah, that's really crazy how fast time flies. I remember being like 7, wanting that Switch, because Colin had it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want the Switch so bad, because I kept on seeing the commercials and everything. I mean, I finally...
Finally got
it. I have one of my own. Finally, took for 7 years. Well, 6 years.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, it took 6 years, but finally got one, you know. I don't really have any information on it, but...
Okay.
Turned 7 years old today. That's really something else.
Yeah, I just have a little article here. It says, we struggle to remember a time that we thought of the Nintendo Switch as a new console. Maybe back in 2021 with the release of the OLED and the pandemic popularity of Animal Crossing. Perhaps... For the most part, everyone is keen to jump on the Switch is so old bandwagon.
Yeah.
The thing is, they are right in...
3 years? Yeah. 3 years, it'll be 10 years old already. That's crazy.
Yeah. It says they are right, and we are reminded of that today. That's because today...
Yeah.
Not today, but 3rd of March, 2024, marks 7 years since the Switch release. As you read this, the console is entering its 8th, 7 years. Let that one sink in for a moment. So, yeah, it's hard to believe that it is 7 years old, but
I know time flies.
It says that it's hard to remember when the Switch was a new system. I do remember it very well, actually, but
because
not only does that make the Switch 7 years old, but it makes Breath of the Wild 7 years old as well, because they came out on the same day.
Because people wanted to play that game because it was the most anticipated game of that year.
Oh,
wasn't it?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and, it was.
And I got it for Wii U first. And I beat it on Wii U and everything. Yeah. But it's a very good game, but yeah, it's just hard to believe the Switch. I do remember it being new. I remember Colin had one. He had Breath of the Wild for the Switch because I recommended Breath of the Wild to him. He'd never played a Zelda game before. And then I recommended him Breath of the Wild. He got it for Switch. And he would come over and we'd like compare progress. And then we'd even like have a competition who could do like the shrine faster or whatever, get to this place, whatever. It was fun.
But, yeah. Yeah, I remember it coming out and crap. I was 6 or something like that. 7.
You'd have been. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, 7 years. No, I was 9.
I was gonna say you'd be 9, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I was 9. That's crazy. But like, being, I was still in the single digits at the time when the Switch came out.
That's crazy. You're 16 now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, yeah, just not really a... I mean, it kind of is gaming news, but just to remind everybody that you're getting old, Switch is 7 years old now.
Hey, you know, you people out there like myself, I'm getting old now.
I'm getting old, too.
I can drive now.
Yeah. So we talked about last week, Nintendo suing Yuzu, and
yeah,
Nintendo settles a case against Yuzu.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised by the result because, you know, but Nintendo won the case and Yuzu didn't.
Yeah, I kind of figured, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I did say I feel like Nintendo's gonna win and whatnot.
Yeah, I was hoping that they wouldn't, but yeah, I kind of felt that they would too.
Yeah, but what I got here is just over a week ago, Nintendo sued the developers of leading Nintendo Switch emulator Yuzu for facilitating piracy at a colossal scale. Now it appears that Yuzu will give up without a fight. And give Nintendo everything it wanted, and it affects the Nintendo 3DS emulator, etc. too. According to a joint filing, Tropic Haze not only agreed to pay $2 million dollars to Nintendo, but also says Yuzu is primarily designed to circumvent and play Nintendo Switch games. The company agrees to primarily enjoy from working on Yuzu hosts, Yuzu distributing Yuzu's code or features, hosting websites and social media, promote Yuzu, or doing anything else with the circumvents Nintendo's copyright protection. Guy here, they said piracy was never their intention.
Right.
It says here, all and it will surrender the Yuzu. It's like the website or whatever. It's emu.org. Domain name to Nintendo. Agree to delete not only its copies of Yuzu, but also all circumvention tools used in development or using Yuzu, such as Tegra RCM GUI, Hitika, or some of that. Atmosphere, Lockpick, RCM, ND Dump Tool, and X Dump Fuse, and Tegra Explorer. And hand over any physical circumventions, devices, and modified Nintendo hardware to Nintendo. It also agrees not to delete any other evidence that infringes Nintendo's IP rights. Yuzu and Citra developer Bunny confirmed in the Yuzu Discord that both the Nintendo Switch and 3DS emulators are affected. It says, we write to inform you that Yuzu and Yuzu support of Citra is being discontinued, effective immediately. So.
Yeah, so just to recap, they didn't actually go to court. Yuzu just settled without having to put up a fight. They just settled and said, yeah, Nintendo, you win. We'll give you the $2.4 million. We'll hand over our source code and everything, all of our, you know, our websites, shut them down and everything. So,
yeah.
Not only did Yuzu shut down, but they took Citra down with them because they're made by the same developers, which really sucks because Citra was not even mentioned in Nintendo's intentions to shut down, but they got a 2-for-1. Which sucks because Citra is the only good 3DS emulator out there. I mean, there's I think Panda 3DS is coming out, but it's not out to the public yet. So Citra has been on them for years and years, and it's compatible with almost every 3DS game, at least somewhat. Like Luigi's Mansion 2 is the only one that I know of that has some major difficulties, but
but you would think they wouldn't care about the 3DS since, you know, all the online servers or everything are shut down.
Well, I mean, they went after Dolphin, what was it, last year? And it's a GameCube. Yeah. It's 20 years old. But they didn't win. They didn't win that lawsuit. But, Yeah, it's just... Nintendo, they're picky because... Yes, I get it. It's their IPs. That's fine. But emulators are not illegal. It's how people use them that makes them illegal. If they download the games offline, that makes them illegal. Well, that...
Yeah.
That just makes the game they're playing illegal. So, what really shut Yuzu down was the promotion of them, basically, because they... had it behind a paywall to get early access to the new build of Yuzu. With anything that, if you're making money off anything Nintendo related, they will shut you down.
Yeah.
And what also hurt them was they promoted Tears of the Kingdom, like we mentioned last week. They promoted Tears of the Kingdom being playable before its release. So that's also that's a big no.
I was just gonna say something about that, because like, didn't they kind of, you know, promote Tears of the Kingdom?
They did.
Show gameplay and whatnot before, you know, the game was out and stuff.
Right. So it sucks. But if you have those downloaded, you can still play them.
Yeah.
But if you did not have them downloaded, then it's gonna be...
like me.
You can find them. It's just going to be hard because anything that's on the internet, especially open source, you will be able to find it. It just sucks that there's not going to be any future builds. So, like, any future Nintendo Switch games may not work that well, be that compatible, when there's not going to be any future updates in order to fix the compatibility issues.
Yeah.
But... there's still another emulator out there that's doing very well. It's Ryujinx. A Nintendo Switch emulator does pretty well. I used both of them because some games work better on Ryujinx, some more games work better on Yuzu. It just depends.
Yeah.
But, it just sucks to see Citra, especially because it's not supported by Nintendo. They're not making any... okay, I understand the Switch. It's a current system, so they're currently making money off of the Switch, off of the games, off of the consoles. That's fine. I understand shutting that down, whatever, if you have a right to do so. Like, if they were making money or whatever. But what I have a problem is with Citra, they're not making money off of that. They shut down the online server. They shut down the eShop. They're not selling them in stores anymore.
You can't do anything on 3DS anymore besides play games.
Right. Unless you hack it, and then you can get games that way. But that's also not...
yeah.
Nintendo's intentions for you to do that. So Nintendo's not making money off of the 3DS anymore. They're not selling games for it anymore. They're not making consoles for it. They're not making money off of it. So that's the only way to play without having an actual 3DS. That's the only way to play these games. And it doesn't really... I don't think it really matters because, like I said, they're not making money off of it. So it doesn't matter if you hack your 3DS and get games that way or if you emulate them. and get him that way. So it doesn't matter. They're not making the money off of him anymore. In my opinion,
I don't really get why they shut that one down.
I think it's just because they were developing both. So if they shut down Tropic Haze LLC, who the company was, they just shut down everything they make.
They just said, okay, screw you guys. We're going to shut down everything you've built.
Yeah, that sucks. Definitely.
Yeah.
But just moving on with the next topic, still continuing with Yuzu. Switch Yuzu replacements are already popping up.
Fact is, Yuzu hasn't even been gone for, what, 5 days?
5 days.
Or so? Yeah, it's been like 5 days, and there's already replacements for it. So we got here, Yuzu allowed users to play Nintendo Switch games on PC. Last week, it was revealed that Nintendo had filed a lawsuit against Tropic Haze. We covered that, obviously.
Right.
The company behind it, at the time, Nintendo alleged that the emulator provides any internet user in the world with the means to unlawfully decrypt and play virtually any Nintendo Switch game, including Nintendo's current generation and most popular games, without ever paying a dime for a Nintendo console or for that game. It added that there is no lawful way to use Yuzu and play Nintendo Switch games, partially because it must decrypt encrypting in order to function. Yesterday, March 4th, obviously, not March 4th, it's 8th, right? March 8th?
Yeah, today enough. Is.
Time recording. It was confirmed that Tropic Haze will pay $2.4 million in settlement to Nintendo. We covered that last topic. As in the settlement, the emulation company stated that the team has always been together, always been against piracy, and we have been deeply disappointed when users have used our software to leak game content prior to its release. It hopes that pulling the software offline will be a small step towards the end of piracy of all creators' works. However, this hasn't stopped the influx of new emulation software surfacing across social media and beyond in an attempt to take users' place. Some which were seemingly uploaded mere hours after the announcement of Yuzu's shutdown. Although many emulators advertise that themselves as being for legal use, it's worth noting that Nintendo's official stance is firmly against emulation of any kind and on its intellectual property and piracy frequently asked questions page. The company states, "While we recognize the passion that players have for classic games, supporting emulation also supports the illegal piracy of our products. Wherever possible, Nintendo and its license attempt to find ways to bring legitimate classics to current systems via virtual console titles, for example. Furthermore, it adds that you're not meant to be making backups for your games either, so the problem extends beyond people to be able to access, you know, the games and everything that they've not paid for. And there is some misinformation on the internet regarding this backup artificial exception. This is a very narrow limitation that ends to the computer software to be categorized as any software only, Nintendo explains. Therefore, provision pertain to backup copies would not apply to copyrighted video games, works, and specifically ROM downloads that are typically unauthorized or infrared. With that in mind, it seems like Nintendo may end up taking legal action against these new emulators as well, although it remains to be seen how long this will take. That was a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, Nintendo is probably going to sue these new emulators as well, since they sued Yuzu also.
Well, they probably will, because since Yuzu had to hand over their source code and everything,
yeah,
Nintendo owns Yuzu now. So it's their property now. So if these other emulators
Nintendo basically owns that. Yeah.
I've seen some of them, like, they were some popping up. They're like, sue you, and like, SU. You know, they were just, it was funny. Like, they were working emulators based off of Yuzu. But it was like, sue you, and all different.
They kind of had the name. They had the same, like, basically kind of the same name as Yuzu, but
it was sue you.
It's just different. Yeah, sue
you. Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones. But also, if you're going to plan on downloading any of these, I wouldn't, or I would at least pay attention, because it's open source, and now that it's shut down, people are going to be looking for these emulators, like, right now, like, trying to get them up and whatever. And people will put viruses in those and malware, and sometimes it'll be hard to notice. So be careful downloading any of these emulators, forks of Yuzu that are just popping up.
You know, that's the reason Yuzu was like the best one, because, you know, there's no viruses.
They
kept everything under control, and they actually, you know,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early
so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you're wanting a Nintendo Switch emulator and you can't find the original Yuzu online anywhere, I would recommend just downloading Ryujinx. Use it. It's really good. That way you know you won't get a virus or malware or anything. Don't use any of these ones that are popping up, because it's just anybody like me or you could just make a fork of Yuzu with their source code and put whatever we want in it. So it's not safe to download all of these replacements. At least not yet. Eventually, yes, somebody will make a replacement and it'll be worth playing doing, but back to where Nintendo owns the source code now, we might see a time in the next couple, maybe next generation, but I doubt it, but probably the next couple Nintendo generations where, like, because Nintendo emulates their old systems, like Nintendo Switch Online, like NES, SNES, N64, those are runoff emulators. So we might see a time that Nintendo Switch is being emulated off of Nintendo's like, actual hardware, but they might use the Yuzu source code.
They actually might do
because
that.
It's already compatible with a ton of Switch games, so that would be minimum work for Nintendo. They already own this great emulator, so why not use it on their future consoles to emulate Switch games?
Yeah, that would be smart for them.
That would make a lot of people mad, I think, if they found out.
Yeah. If they found out it was Yuzu's emulator, they'd be like, what the crap? Why are you using...
Yeah, it's
you
like you shut this down and then now you're using it or whatever.
People would be mad that they didn't make it themselves and everything also. You know, those other people did.
Right. Everything. Well, like Sony, they've done that before with... For the PlayStation Mini or... You know what I'm talking about? The PlayStation Classic that came out a couple of years ago. Their mini console had a bunch of games on it.
Oh, yeah.
It had a... fan-made emulator. It was PCSX, a fork of it. They went and got source code from a fan-made emulator, and they used that emulator to in their actual first-party hardware. So Nintendo might do that. They own that source code now. They own Yuzu. So.
Yeah, they do. They do own it. So
we'll just have to see. But it just sucks. Yuzu shutting down Citra. It definitely sucks, but I mean that's just what it is. If you try to make profit off of Nintendo's property, they'll shut you down every time.
They didn't care about them, you know, doing it, but they actually tried to get money off of it and stuff.
Right. Yeah, like I said, emulators are not illegal. It's what you do with it and how you go about it, and also having to hack switches and get the firmware and the title keys off of that's illegal as well. So that's another reason why it was shut down as too. So,
yeah.
All right, moving on. Ghost of Tsushima PC port is coming.
I'm excited for this. Well, I played the Ghost of Tsushima a few times. Like, I played through it a few times.
See, I've never played it. So.
It's a good. It's a really
I just
good
know game. It's very popular.
Yeah, it's a samurai game. But I got here, the flood of PlayStation exclusives coming to PC continues. This time, it is director's cut for the samurai drama Ghost of Tsushima, which is launching on PC May 16th. That's the date that's going to be released. This version of the game includes the main campaign as well as Iki Island expansion and multiplayer mode called Legends. Aside from that, Sony says the PC port will feature unlocking frame rates, a variety of graphic settings, presets, customizable mouse and keyboard controls, and is fully optimized to 21:9 and 32:9 resolutions. Even supports 48:9 resolutions for a triple monitor setup. The port is being handled by Nixes, a studio Sony acquired in 2001. The news shouldn't be too much of a surprise, as Sony has made a PC into a key part of its strategy. So far, we've seen ports of games like God of War, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, and The Last of Us, while Horizon Forbidden West launching later this month. The breakout multiplayer hit, Helldiver 2, meanwhile launched simultaneously with PC and PS5 in February, which we talked about this
yep
a few episodes ago. But that's all I have for that.
Okay. So yeah, like Ryan said, it is launching on PC on May 16th this year. So look forward to that.
You guys who, you know, they said there's a whole bunch of different graphic settings and everything.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
Could make it more realistic or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? So all right, you guys who want to try out the game, who have PC, try it out on May 16th.
Yep, there you go. All right, moving on, just going back to the Yuzu thing. Do you think Yuzu shutting down will hurt emulation altogether? Like, do you think that it'll make other emulators shut down because they're scared of getting sued by Nintendo? Or do you think that it'll just deter people from even trying to emulate Nintendo consoles?
I feel like, see, Nintendo didn't care about people emulating their game. They knew about it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's been going on for years since the Nintendo Switch came out.
Yeah.
Shortly after.
If you're going to try to make money off of the games, that's when it becomes a problem. So, no, I don't think Nintendo's going to go after any of the other, like, the emulators that, you know, actually, like, you know, Dolphin and stuff like that. They're not going to go after emulators like that because it's just the games, you know, and everything. But if those companies and stuff try to make profit off it, yeah, they're going to go after them. I think I don't think it's going to really affect emulation much at all.
Okay.
You know, maybe a few emulators might shut down or something, but yeah, I feel like the major ones won't.
Okay. So I don't think it'll actually hurt emulation. I think it's just going to make them more aware of what, just to be more careful
of what not to do and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So like you said, making money off of it. So there's a Nintendo DS emulator on Android, the Google Play Store. It's called Drastic DS. They charged like, I don't remember, like $3-$5, something like that for it. But since Yuzu got shut down, they made it free. So they're not making money off of it anymore. So I don't know if they got scared to be like, hey, we're making money off of this. It's a Nintendo console. They're like, eh, we better make it free just so they don't come after us. So I don't.
Yeah, just so we don't get like sued or something.
Yeah, so I think that definitely was why they made it free, because it was just the perfect timing. Like, usually got shut down, and then they're like, yeah, we're going to make it free. So
that's been out for quite a while.
It has. I bought it on my Odin, I don't know, year or two ago. I guess not quite two years, but almost 2 years ago. But so guys, if you want it's a really good Nintendo DS emulator. It's called Drastic DS. It's for free now on the Google Play Store, if you have an Android.
Yeah, it's good.
But I don't think it'll actually hurt emulation. I think it'll keep going strong. More emulators keep coming out and everything. I just think it'll make them more aware. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it'll just make them more aware and make them pay more attention to what they're doing and not get greedy, making money. I'm not saying that Yuzu was greedy or anything, because they seemed like a good bunch of people that cared about the gaming community. It's just
they had a Patreon
and they were just charging for early access, which a lot of places do for different things that they offer. But I think just the point that it was Nintendo Switch emulation specifically that they were making money off of is what messed up.
Yeah, it's because Switch is a current console.
Yeah, so I think if it was last-gen console, Nintendo's... it wouldn't matter as much. Because they're not like going after Simu or anything like the Wii U emulator or anything like that.
They went after the Nintendo one because, you know, they're making profit off of their games and everything. So.
Right.
I understand why they did it.
I do, too. I just wish they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I wish Yuzu is still up. And, I mean, it's, like I said, if you have it, you can still play it, just because it just won't have any future updates until somebody comes out with another emulator. I mean, like I said, Raijinx is a very good Nintendo Switch Yuzu alternative, but all right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube, and follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick and YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick and YouTube accounts, our podcast Twitter, Instagram, Discord, pretty much all of them. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram and Discord. Rylan, do you have anything?
No, not really. Just as I said, join our Discord. And on YouTube, it's going to be in the link description. You know, you can get off our Instagram, get off, you know, mainly all of our socials. Also, you know, like as I said, follow our TikTok, Instagram, you know, Kick, Twitch, all that, YouTube. As you said, if you want merch, Redbubble Printify, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord for, you know, custom merch if you guys want that. Yeah. And yeah, that's really all I have to say. Just, you know, thank you guys for listening.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. And we'll catch you in the next episode.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.